Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, continues.
Welcome back to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. And time now for the PNC Bank film breakdown. And coach, we're going to talk about a historic performance. Josh McCown's first game against the Baltimore Ravens, 457 yards, a franchise record. What made him so successful in that game?
Well, I think it was a combination of things. As always, when a quarterback has a big day like that, he'll get a ton of credit, and it's well deserved. But there were 10 other guys out there playing well. We ran good routes. We caught the football, including one of the greatest catches you'll ever see by Gary Barnidge.
That's right.
The protection was solid, and Josh was just. I remember him that day. Just kind of talk about guys in the zone. That I thought the interaction was great. When he came off the field in between series, and the adjustments and the conversations, and he had a real good sense for what Baltimore was doing, and he knew where to go with the football and was accurate with it, and we all saw the results.
Gary Barnes said it was the greatest catch of his career, the one that he caught with his legs. He also said he had the greatest lookout call of his career on the boot to Gabriel over the top. He kind of missed the guy coming back and gave a lookout to Josh before the big completion. In that game, 138 yards to Barnidge. You had over 90 yards receiving amongst your backs, so about 220, 230 to those groups, not even counting the wide receivers. It seems like Baltimore struggled a little bit covering running backs lately out of the backfield. Is that something you want to attack once again with Crow and Duke Johnson?
Yeah, Duke especially. And Crow's done a good job. I think that's one area of Crow's game that he's dramatically improved this year, understanding where to be in the pass game. And it doesn't always look pretty when he catches the ball, but he gets it done. And then that's why Duke's here. I think that game was a good example of some of the things that he can do and get him mismatched on a linebacker, and we all saw the production.
All right, it's time now for the holiday edition of Hashtag Ask Pet. You got a Monday Night Football game coming up. Your favorite Monday Night Football memory?
Would have to be my very first year in the league. I was working in the video department for the Ravens, and was down on the sideline for the Monday Night game. It was early in the season, maybe week 3 or week 4, 2002. The Broncos were undefeated. And the season had not started well for us, and I just remember the crowd was electric, and they were into it right from the beginning, and we jumped all over them early. But the biggest memory from that game is they tried a long field goal before halftime, and Chris McAllister caught it about 3 yards from the back end line, and next thing you know, he was celebrating a touchdown. I mean, I think it was the last play of the half, so it was just a huge wave of momentum to go in at halftime. So it was it ended up being a big win for us, and springboarded us to it was kind of a rebuilding season there, but that was probably the signature win of that year.
I know we can't get into the exact verbiage of Brian Billick's halftime speech that day, but is that one that you've kind of built on and used in your career down the line?
Yes, he liked to quote movies, and he used a Pulp Fiction quote, but it was very appropriate. Very appropriate and effective for the moment.
Good. All right. Thanksgiving tonight. What is the Mike Pettine Thanksgiving tradition that you enjoy the most?
I'm probably like most American males. I like to watch football, and I like to take a nap. So get a big meal and watch the game, and at some point end up on the couch with a little drool later on. Wakes me up. But I know that's. I can't. It's been a long time since I haven't done that. Had a great meal, watched some ball, and took a pretty good nap.
You're a turkey leg guy?
I'm not.
No,
I'm not.
All white meat?
All white meat.
All white meat. Keeping it lean and on the scene for the coach. All right, I have to ask you this: cranberry sauce, right out of the can? Yes or no?
No.
Man, tough crowd on the cranberry sauce. I'm gonna ask Cam Irving later.
I'm a green bean casserole guy.
Okay. With the onion straws on the top?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and finally, Coach, what are you thankful for this year?
There's so much, but it always starts with family. I always emphasize that with the players, that it's family first. And in the team meeting the other day, just talked about Thanksgiving, and it gives us a perfect opportunity as men. Where we are, that we're so blessed to be involved and be employed in the National Football League, and playing and coaching a kid's game, and have that be are providing us with our livelihoods. It's I know we're not getting the results on the field that we want, but it's important for us to hit the pause button and thank the people that helped get us to where we are now, and definitely thank the people that are helping us continue to stay where we are now. So I think that's an important day. But it really is a great day to kind of hit the pause button and make sure your family knows how important they are.
I like the sentimental answer. I thought you were going to say press conferences, but maybe another time. Coach, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, I'll sit down with Cam Irving. We'll find out if he likes cranberry sauce right out of the can. I might be the only one here when we return on the Mike Patton Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford.